Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next. Sergeant Pepper and his Lonely Hearts Club Band. We are, in fact, the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on, what is it?
RadioSaintPete.com.
I screwed that up.
Yes, you did.
Well,
you're
it's only
do the whole thing.
I know it's only fitting, but you know what? It's good for you guys to be ready like that. I like how you guys just responded. Jumped right in.
You left us hanging. We had no choice.
Let me tell you something.
We've already had enough technical difficulties.
We've already had enough technical issues. We were supposed to start at 6:02, and I think we got started around 6:08,
6:10.
So basically, we're just starting. So,
killing it.
Sorry about that. We had some computer issues, but we are here and we are ready. So, anyway, listen.
We're here and we're queer.
Very accurate. If at any time during the show you want to play along, you want to give us a call, do so at 727-498-0502. Or if you're shy about calling into a radio show, please tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. A lot of times that's a lot of fun as well.
As well.
Well, we're back to a full crew this week. Last week, we were down one. Ty was out playing with his band or doing something. But tonight, we have the usual suspects, and let me go ahead and introduce everybody. Across the table from me, as always, is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you, my dear?
Doing great.
You look good. Your hair's growing out.
It's weird, but yeah. It's definitely growing out, but it's weird right now. I don't know what to do with
it. You look like a kid that should be playing like the homeless kid in like a Disney movie or something, like Oliver or something.
Thank you. Yeah.
Not that you look dirty and grubby. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just your hair
way
is
to
that
clarify.
That, almost kind of like a little. Uh-huh. You're between like a.
Yesterday it was very Beatles-y.
Yeah.
Today it's more Justin Bieber.
Yeah, today it's just...
It's a little Biebs.
I got the Biebs.
You do look like Justin Bieber.
Rocking the Biebs.
You're Biebery.
Yeah.
You're about the same size, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway.
I think you're cuter.
Probably. I hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
Hope so.
He's got a whole lot more money, though.
Yeah.
Damn it. Anyway, to Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. And
don't even ask.
Oh, Lord, you've had a day. I spoke to you earlier in the day, and you were having it then. I don't think it has gotten any better.
No, it has not.
And then right here, as we go to start the show, we can't get the volume levels right on the one computer.
And then there's no audio detected.
Right. We go.
That's a problem. Yeah. When you do radio.
Right. We go ahead and start the show, and I get not quite to this point, and then Steph gives me the, the slash across the neck sign to cut it off.
No go.
We are not on air. So
anywhere. Nothing.
Yeah. So Steph and Jack, with their computer expertise, figured out what the snafu was and got us to where we are right now.
Yes.
And just restart everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Start over.
Unplug it. Plug it back in.
Anyway, that voice that you just heard, that very deep voice, would be Jack.
Hey there.
Jack, thank you for joining us again this evening on the Marker Radio Happy Hour Show. How was your day? You got home kind of close to the start of the show, too. So you had a long day.
Yeah, you know, regular day. It wasn't too bad, but it wasn't too great.
All right.
It was work.
Okay. Tygen, you're also in the studio. You were not here last week, but you are here now.
Yeah.
You did nothing all day.
That's not true.
What did you do?
I was tabbing out some of the new songs.
Oh.
What does that mean, tabbing out?
It's a great big pain in the ass. Okay. I listen to the recordings
new songs,
and figure out what's happening
new
and
songs
write it
down. For your band, Deceptive Intruder.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so Steph wanted me to play the opening.
Who are you?
Oh, well, I'm Mark.
Okay.
He doesn't matter.
Well, I think if you look at the name of the show, you kind of get who that is. I'm not Jerry.
Are you sure?
Bob.
Not Bob or Jerry.
I forgot.
Or Joe Jerry. Or Mo or any of those people. I would be Mark, and I am Mark of
you
the Marker Radio
homo,
Happy Hour
though.
Show.
Jack-a-Bob.
Jack-a-Bob.
Nice work, Jerry.
Who says Jack-a-Bob? Isn't that
Spike.
Spike says Jack-a-Bob. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not Jack-a-Bob. I'm not Jack or Bob.
No.
Do you think that's what he's really trying to say? Jack or Bob?
Who knows? Jack-a-Bob. It's Spike. I'll have to check the Spikelopedia.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Steph, a couple of days ago, comes to me and says, hey, I got a good opening song for us for Friday night. And I said, well, what is it? And she said, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And I was like, well, why? And she goes, because it opens up with 20 years ago today. And I was like, okay. And she said, here's the reason. Derp. Here's the reason. As of yesterday, we have lived in Florida for 20 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yesterday was our 20-year anniversary here in Florida. Now, my question is, how long do you have to live someplace before you're considered a native? Isn't it 20 years?
No.
No, you have to be born there.
You have to be born there.
No, I thought that you got, like, native status after you've lived someplace for 20 years.
No.
Is that not the case?
No.
Hmm.
No.
I thought that, why did I think that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of weird things.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Don't think them anymore.
Yeah, we try not to ask too many questions.
Right.
We don't listen to you.
So what do you think about global warming? It seems to me 20 years ago when we moved down here, that particular March 1st was a lot cooler than it is now.
Yes.
We moved into this little house that had a pool in the backyard, and our kids, as young as they were, thought that they had to get in the water. Not me. I do not like cold water, but it did not faze them.
No.
No.
We had a pool, bro.
Yeah, we had a pool, bro.
Are you kidding?
And we had to go to the city pool.
And it was about 68 degrees here, and I think it was probably in the 30s when we left D.C. So it was, you know.
It was hot.
For them.
Right.
I've had less than favorable experiences with this family at the city pool.
All because of you.
Yes.
Yeah, blame it on yourself, bro.
And one day we will get to that story.
It will happen.
Yeah. One day when we don't have anything to talk about, we will bring that old rag out and kick it around.
Well, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming. Yeah. We'll put it on that show.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, like I said a little bit ago, Ty, you weren't here last week. So you missed the call that we got last Friday night from number 17 on the field and number one in your hearts, Tampa Bay Rowdies, Tam McCandaweary.
McCandaweary.
Yeah. So we had a professional soccer player
I
called.
I heard he sounds handsome.
Oh, he does sound handsome.
You know what? He is really cute.
Well, we discussed, you know, because I had heard on the radio earlier in that week, they were talking about what the sexiest accents were. And when they said the English accent, I was kind of like, I don't know. I know some English people that don't sound that sexy. But after getting off the phone with him, I was sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
We could tell you were a little
steamy in here.
Right.
Everyone was getting all hot and bothered.
Tam McCandawary, that was fantastic that he called in last week. And, you know, it just goes to show, you go out in town, you go to local events and things like that, you never know who you're going to run into. We met him downtown St. Petersburg at the local Topia event. And as we were leaving, ran into Tam McCandawary of the Tampa Bay Rowdies. So that was kind of cool. Now, Ty, one of the things that I'm a little upset about is that during our phone conversation, he said that the opening day for the Rowdies of the this coming season is March 24th.
Yeah, I know. You're busy.
At 7:30 p.m.
But no, we can't go because we got to go to some dumb metal show.
Hey, don't call it dumb.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. It's not dumb. Hey, the thing about this metal show over in Tampa at the Brass Mug, it's going to be
the debut of our new singer.
That, which basically is kind of like making history. And that's going to be kind of. How's it kind of? Here's the thing.
I haven't done full research on it, but yeah.
What other death metal band have you ever heard of that has a 21-year-old female black death metal singer?
I think she's 25.
Okay, 25.
Calm down.
It's not her age that's extraordinary. Yeah.
No, right. It's not the age that's extraordinary. It's the fact that...
baffled.
Yeah, she's tall. Female, for one thing. And
well,
black.
There's a few lady singers out there.
African-American, if you will.
Yeah.
Is that better?
I don't think there's
don't
many...
Tall.
Yeah.
Tall.
Right.
I don't know. I just think that it's this is going to be...
I'm excited. I can't
wait
to see.
Too.
And she's really good. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to blow your dreadlocks right off your head.
Well, I don't have dreadlocks. So.
Well, you won't.
Right.
I wish I did.
Yeah, Hannah Claire, what's going on with your dreadlocks?
Yeah, are you making that happen? Like getting the Rasta pasta or not?
About a month ago, you said you were going to have dreadlocks. I don't see any dreadlocks. I guess...
I already spent all my tax return money.
Are you waiting?
I haven't even gotten mine yet.
Are you waiting for your hair to grow out? Is that
no.
what the deal is? Or...
No, I literally
Because I thought you were getting dreadlock extensions.
Yeah. Mm. No. I want to. I mean, if you'll fund this
you
endeavor.
Know what? You know who was really maybe. In favor of your dreadlocks?
Grandpa Ron. Yeah, I know. I actually really need to call him. He texted me yesterday, but I haven't had a chance to text him back.
Oh, my God, dudes. Let me tell you something.
He's mad at me.
Yes, he is. And the thing is, he puts me in the middle.
What'd you do?
Anytime he tries to reach out to you guys and you don't call him back, then it's somehow my fault.
Well, what'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I've raised terrible kids that don't get back.
I work, I do bed, and I sleep. That's about my life.
Yeah.
I promise I'll call.
All right.
And it would be really cool if you funded my dreadlocks.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
He probably would.
Yeah.
He said he would call me today. He didn't. He's mad.
When did he say he was going to call you today?
Yesterday.
Oh, what, he left another message that you didn't return?
No, he texted me, and I actually texted him back.
Oh, my God, he's probably going to call during the show.
Yeah.
Probably. You're both in trouble.
Shut him down!
Screwed.
We're all in trouble.
Abort!
All of a sudden, our technical difficulties are coming back. We're going to have to shut down. Good night, everybody.
No. What happened?
The Wrath of Ron.
Yeah.
Should write that down.
Write the Wrath of Ron. Anyway, as far as going to a Rowdies game, I fortunately have Tam's digits. So
you're so cool.
I'll give him a call. You know.
Do kids even say that anymore?
No.
Okay. Really?
What do you say?
It's all about the Instagrams now or something.
I'm pretty sure kids just go straight to dick pics now. I don't think there are even numbers exchanged.
We've got a story. We've got a story a little bit later about something very similar to that, Hannah.
Yes.
That I think you're going to enjoy.
Oh, good.
Yes. Because
who doesn't enjoy a good dick pic?
Right. Hey, my very dear friends, Paul and Jenny Hunley, have arrived here in the area. They came. They flew down this morning from Richmond, Virginia, and they are going to be here through the 10th. What's cool about it is that next Friday they are going to be on the show with us.
Yes,
they did that
nice.
They did that one other time. I guess a year ago. It was just basically it was Hannah, Steph, Paul, and Jenny, and myself, and. That was good. It was only an hour show, though, and I think it was pre-recorded. Wasn't that during the time when Radionomy was all screwed up?
Oh, maybe. I don't really remember exactly.
You remember the dark days when Radionomy was all screwed up? And we couldn't do a live show?
You know what's crazy to think about? I've been living in my house a whole year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Had you just moved in last March?
Yeah.
Really?
It was a lot, yeah. Yeah, because they kicked me out like the end of February.
Oh no!
You know what's also what's also amazing to me and kind of sad is that here toward the end of the month it's the 3-year anniversary of Grammy dying.
Yes, it's
crazy,
crazy.
Three years.
How'd that happen?
Right.
That's kind
of. Speaking of Paul and Jenny,
yes,
Sally Lou,
yes.
was on the website today,
yeah,
and sent a message that said "Love Mark."
Well, she Facebooked me yesterday and said that she had given Paul special instructions to give me a hug and you a hug. And then I Facebooked her back basically saying that he does give good hugs.
Yes.
And we appreciate it.
You would know.
I would know, right?
But Sally Lou actually went to the website, which is, MarcoRadioShow.com.
Yeah.
Go and check it out.
It's still there. It exists.
It's a little outdated, but it's still there.
Yeah, those pictures are at least check a year old now that we've had this conversation. Right. I'll get on there.
Exactly. Like we have time for that.
Right.
Anyway, so last night from 7 to 9 p.m., Steph and I were listening to P.W. Fenton's new show, Perfect Head, right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also catch P.W. Fenton on the Spike on the Mic show, which is every Monday evening from 7 to 8. And I think he's also going to be doing his digital Flotsam show, which is fantastic.
He does This Day in Blues History
every day
and they play that throughout the day on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Right, and I see it every day when I check my Facebook. Is Facebook? Am I nerdy for going to Facebook every day? I don't ever post anything. I a lot of times will comment on people's stuff, or I will share stuff. To like YouTube Kids, but for the most part, I never post anything except for every Friday, I post our invitation to come listen to the show.
Yeah, I think Facebook is going the way of digits.
You think so? You think it's going to go away?
I think it's slowing down.
Do you think there will be something to replace it?
There's a few things already.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think people have finally become aware that Facebook may not be their friend.
What did we talk about last week? It was something about Snapchat that was kind of screwy. What did we say about that?
They just did
an update that pissed off everyone.
Right, but wasn't there... There was something. I can't even remember the story we told.
Kardashian lady.
She quit.
Oh, right. Jenner. Yeah. She decided that she didn't like the new Snapchat upgrades, and she left, which put them in the hole for about $1.3 billion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
That's crazy. Mm.
So anyway, as we were listening to P.W. Fenton's Perfect Head last night, which is a fantastic show, he plays all kinds of music, a lot of eclectic music, music that you have not heard before. One of the interesting things he said last night during the show is that he had some sort of a personal relationship with every single one of the artists that he played last night.
Yes.
So in a 2-hour period, you can imagine that he played, I don't know, At least 12 songs, right?
Oh, at least more
at least
than
12, probably more than. And so he knows a lot of artists.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He gets around.
Yeah, P.W. Fenton is actually a musical artist in his own right.
Yes.
We've actually played one of his songs on this show before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I was thinking about is that while we were listening to the show, Steph and I are big TCM, Turner Classic Movie fans, and we had on mute, we had a Gene Kelly movie on.
Yes.
So we're listening to Perfect Head, and we've got Gene Kelly dancing on the screen, and all I can think about is, man, I wish I could tap dance. You know what I mean?
You could always do it on the radio.
I've always wanted to be able to tap dance. And, I mean, is that weird that I would want to tap dance?
No, it's not common, but it's not weird.
I mean, do any of you have any, like, aspirations to become a tap dancer?
I used to love tap dancing, honestly.
I just think it's so badass.
That was always my favorite.
I've taken tap dance before. It was pretty cool, but it's not my favorite style of dance.
What's your favorite?
Jack probably likes the tango or something risky.
What do they call it?
I don't know what they call it, but you know, in theater and acting, how they have those like choreographed dances where you know
you're pretty much doing it.
It's more actiony. It's like you're acting dance. It's really expressive. Right. I really like that. That's pretty cool.
Like show tunes.
What do they call it when you're like down on the ground spinning around on your head and stuff?
Breakdancing.
Right. I thought you were going to say breakdancing.
No, I mean, that's cool too.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Tap dancing isn't.
Yeah. Tap dancing is pain in the top hat.
Right. Hey, one of the things that I wanted to ask PW if he's listening tonight, if he can help me out. Earlier, back last month, I think it was around the 17th, during his This Day in Blues History, he played a B.B. King song that was recorded back in 1966, and it was called Sloppy Drunk. I scoured iTunes. I found where I could find it on, I Googled it. I found the name of the album that I could find it on, could not find it anywhere. If there's a way that he could send that to me, I guess by MP3 or something like that, I'd appreciate it. Cause for whatever reason, I really dig that song. It's a B.B. King. It's a 1966 recording of Sloppy Drunk. So it's a
lot
a good
to
song.
Relate to there.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tony. What else do we have?
Well, Joe sent us an email right before the show.
Oh boy,
you're fired.
This weekend, and it actually started today, Radio St. Pete is broadcasting Music on the Bay.
Okay.
In segments, right. Live. It's an event that's being held at Whiskey Joe's in Tampa on the Courtney Campbell Causeway. It is sponsored by the Tampa Bay Parrothead Club, and it benefits Shriners Hospitals for Children. It goes on, the event continues through Sunday, and it's another one of the partnerships with Radio A1A and Key West.
Right.
So tonight, right after our show, we're going to throw it straight to Radio A1A and the Music on the Bay, live at Whiskey Joe's.
Well, I can appreciate that, and they've done that before with Radio A1, is it A1A?
Yes.
Okay.
A1A out of Key West.
Out of Key West, and some very good broadcasting. But here's the thing, we started about 8 minutes late.
No. We're not going 8 minutes over.
Oh, yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
And I'll tell you why we're going 8 minutes over. Because when I was listening to the Spike on the Mic show Monday night, he gave them an award.
Yeah. That's just because they begged.
They didn't beg. They are an award-deserving show, and they finally got one.
Yes. Yes, they did.
What's that say about us?
That we're not the best show on Monday nights at 7 p.m. on RadioStPete.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. Uh-huh. If you say so.
I say so.
Just do you need a participation badge?
I need something, damn it.
Well,
need
a gold star. I also got another email from Joe that we'll discuss after the show.
Oh, see, we suck.
You're fired. Pack up your microphones, damn it. We don't need your kind on this radio station.
Taking it back down to 1 hour.
No hours.
Okay.
The lack of audio was not a mistake.
Right.
We were blocked.
It's not Big Brother that shut us down. It's Big Joe.
Right.
Big Joe.
And the holding company.
Big Joe and the holding company. Yeah, right. Ty, you need to sit down for this because this is something that I want to ask you guys. Oh, I love that. Ty just handed me a cool patch. It's a Ringo Starr patch. Very cool. I will sew that on my blue jeans or something.
Do it. The back of your blue jeans. Right on the butt.
Right on the butt.
Right.
Like a tramp stamp.
Okay. Yes. How do you handle your 75-year-old dad telling you he's going to get a facelift?
I don't know.
Stop taking the barbiturates.
Yes, I think that would be a good step.
I mean, look, my dad, who is 75 years old...
Does not look 75 years old.
Did that really happen?
No, but Hannah Claire, he is hell-bent on getting a facelift.
Is he really?
Why?
Yes.
Didn't he already get it? No,
that's just how good he looks.
Yeah.
At 75. He started out, because you know, as you get older, you start getting a little like turkey neck, right? Uh-huh. He kind of just throws this out to me. I think I'm going to have my neck tightened, you know, that kind of thing. I'm like, I don't know about that. You know, you start getting into all this plastic surgery and then, you know, all of a sudden.
And then you look like plastic.
Yeah, right.
Have you seen these people?
Some of these people become like plastic surgery junkies, yeah. A lot like people that get their first tattoo and now all of a sudden they're covered head to toe. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look what happened to Michael Jackson.
Covered in tattoos.
You know.
Covered.
White tattoos.
Can you imagine Grandpa Ron with a Michael Jackson nose?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, didn't he have a... He's had a nose strip.
Yeah, well, we don't want to talk about that, Anna. That's private.
He shaved his mustache off once. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, right. Like
he no longer looked like the 70s porn star.
He was rocking a beard for a little bit, and he was a little suspect.
Yeah.
So now the other day I'm talking to him, and we were talking about, you know how people, you see the commercials now for the new smile now.
Yeah.
People are going and getting the teeth implants.
Yeah.
It's like you go in the morning, they take out all your teeth, they put a bunch of screws in your gums and stuff like that, and then by the time you leave, you walk out with this big white set of choppers.
It's like a Cannibal Corpse song almost. It's,
I'm telling you, you look completely different. I know two people.
Your head's all swollen.
From all the damage.
I know two people that have done it within the last year, and it's shocking, you know, when you see somebody like
that. Is that a good thing?
Well, you kind of get used to it. You kind of get used to it, but it's still a little shocking, a little off-putting, because you're used to their snagglepuss. Now, all of a sudden, they got these big white beamers, you know, coming out of their lips, you know. It's a little shocking. So Dad says, so what's going to happen when I show up with my facelift? There's my first clue that he has moved on from just the turkey neck tightening. Now he's going for a full facelift.
Unbelievable.
I think he looks fine.
Yeah. Has he already done it?
No, he hasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, I think he would tell me.
That was him telling you.
That was him telling you.
When was the last time we saw him?
Barbiturates. Come on. What are we doing?
Not that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. He didn't have it then. Still had the turkey neck.
Yeah, but... Maybe. Now he's getting it.
You're
for sure.
Over the edge, man.
Unbelievable.
What if he's got... Well, I mean, that wasn't... So you could get surgery in that time.
Remember in the old days, you kids don't remember, but Steph, you will. Back in the old days,
it like it was yesterday.
If you watch a lot of the TCM classic movies, when they went back, you know, to the 30s and 40s and even the 20s and stuff like that, whenever they were going to do a story that had anybody Asian or anything like that, they didn't get an Asian actor. They just took like a popular actor and tried to make him look Asian.
Right. Eyeliner.
Yeah. So this is what I'm thinking is going to happen to Grandpa Ron.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're going to...
And we're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I just don't understand. It's not like he has wrinkles or...
No, right. He's got good skin.
What, he's 75?
75.
He looks great.
He does look great.
But for whatever reason, you know, he says that his reasoning is because he's out there now. He's a single man. He's out there, and he's trying to attract a mate, a younger mate.
How much younger?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it depends on how good the surgery is.
I should hook him up with someone I work with. She's always dating the older guys.
Yeah.
Old. How old is she?
She's in her mid 20s.
Oh, see, that's.
She's got some nice big brains.
Nice big brains.
I don't know.
She's got a great set of personality.
Oh, good. Then he won't have to buy those.
Right. I don't know if he'd go that young, but who knows?
You guys need a new aunt or uncle?
Aunt brains.
As long as they're not nine.
No, right. They'd be brand new.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So I just think it's interesting. So, hey, so getting back to the fact that you guys have not returned his calls.
I am, oh, my God.
Maybe when you do actually talk to him, you can give him your thoughts on him turning Japanese.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him no. He doesn't need
all that.
Well, tell him that. I don't think he does either.
Yeah,
but he seems
so
to be hell bent on it. I mean, he's researched it. He's talked to a doctor already.
Oh no! Mm.
What? Well, that's not good.
He's already done it.
I think what he's done is there's a couple of girls that he works with that I think have had like really good boob jobs. So I think he's gone to them and said, "Hey, that's a nice rack. Where can I get my face fixed?"
Where can I get my
face
and faces instead
of
those?
Very different.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sasani, he does all that, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he was cool.
I think so.
You know somebody that does it?
Yeah, in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, like I'm saying, when you
take them off,
when
put them
talk,
on,
when
fix
you
your
talk
face.
To Grandpa Ron, give him the digit.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't need all that.
Yeah. Well, you tell him.
Yeah.
All right, we should take a break.
Okay, thank God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I need another drink.
Oh. All right, everybody. Like when we come back, we do have an update. Remember that couple that bought the boat?
Yes.
Sank the boat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an
update
there
in John's
that.
Pass.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What?
.com.
All right,
hey,
everybody.
You did it right.
Yep. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back.
I'm going to
right, everybody. We are back, and that's Canned Heat with Going Up the Country. I like that song. Always have liked that song. Man, if we could get any more drama in this show, we come in right at the last second. We have computer issues. Mom goes to get a new drink, and she's still not back. Apparently, she busted her toe.
Flash flood warning.
Is she coming back?
I don't know.
Oh, honey. I hope she's okay. Hannah, go check her.
She's okay. She said she's okay.
All right.
There's a bit of a puddle out there now.
Oh, no. What kind of puddle?
I don't know. She just said a puddle.
All right.
The brows are up.
Not a big puddle of blood or anything like that. Nothing like that.
Bleeding out from the toe.
Right. Man, I hate stubbing my toe. That's the worst.
I think that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened? No, I slipped.
She slipped and almost fell.
Probably
on said puddle.
Probably twisted her knee, threw her back out.
She said threw her back out, yeah.
She's in traction. Anyway, oh, honey, when you make it back in, we will welcome you with open arms.
The brows are up. Everybody be on guard. You can all catch these hands.
Yeah, right.
Man.
I'm closest to her. I'm gonna catch him first.
And you deserve it most.
Why?
I mean, probably your damn dog that caused the puddle.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so before the break, I said I was going to give you a little bit of an update. A couple of weeks ago, a couple from Colorado, a 26-year-old and a 24-year-old. The 26-year-old is the dude. His name is, what's his name? Tanner Broadwell, and the chick, 24-year-old Nikki Walsh. They lived out in Colorado. They sell everything. They're tired of it. They want to get off the grid. They sell all their possessions. All right. They travel across country. They meet one of them's dad in Alabama. They buy a 26-foot sailboat for $5,000. They sail it from Alabama to, I think, Dunedin. They work on it for several months up there, redoing the wiring and, reupholstering, whatever they're doing with whatever money they have. Right. Then they decide they're going to set sail. Their goal is to sail the Caribbean. All right. Not the world, but the Caribbean.
How big's the boat?
26 foot. No. These people, this couple have absolutely no sailing experience at all.
That's why they paid $5,000 for a boat.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, so they spend all this time up in Dunedin with the boat docked, doing whatever repairs they think are necessary. They finally decide that it's now time to take this boat on its first voyage. They're going to go down to Key West. All right. They leave Dunedin. They get as far as Johns Pass in Madeira Beach.
Yeah.
Which is probably by water, what do you think, 10 miles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more. They get to Johns Pass and the boat sinks.
Sunk
the boat. All right. So that happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. The boat's still there.
The boat is still there, but it's going to be removed very soon, actually. Hannah, are you going to make it?
I'm sorry. I'm dying. I don't know what happened.
I know what happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You want to crinkle up a bag now or?
Yeah.
You want to ring that bell or what else? Whatever else you do over there to make noise?
Yep.
Okay. Mom's back. You can step out.
Mom's back.
Okay.
Are you okay, hon?
I'm okay.
You gonna make it?
Maybe.
Do you need a heating pad or?
I might.
An ace bandage?
Is dude okay?
Traction.
Is dude okay?
Mom just needs to lay down.
He wouldn't have been if that little bastard had tripped me.
No, I did not see the puddle. It was dark out there.
Was it in the kitchen?
No, it was right in the path behind the chairs as I was going to turn the light on.
Was it a big pee puddle?
It was a big puddle of something.
Oh, that's not cool.
No.
Anyway, well.
At least I didn't fall.
Right.
Yes.
So anyway, getting back to this couple, all right?
Yes.
So they sink the boat. They are now destitute. I think between the two of them, they had $90 and a pug. Okay.
Well, at least they have the pug.
Right. As a matter of fact,
they shouldn't have the pug.
Right. When they got off, they didn't even have, they weren't even fully clothed, right? So now they're on shore in Johns Pass looking for somebody to come and help, All right. So apparently some, you know, people stepped up. They helped him out. Somebody suggested that they do a GoFundMe account. All right. Uh-huh. Because what they were told is, yeah, you sunk your boat, but you're going to have to remove it. Yeah.
Right.
We're not going to remove it for you.
Go and fund yourself.
Yeah. And it's going to cost 10 grand to get this boat out of here. Right. They don't have 10 grand. They have $90.
And a pug.
And a pug. And a pug. Right. So they start this GoFundMe account. They get up to $10,000 and they're like, hey, this is looking good, right? Once they get up to $10,000 and they see that more money is coming in, they decide that they're going to change, I guess, the title on the GoFundMe account, which was originally like, help us get our boat, help us salvage our boat out because we don't have the money. Now the title says, help us salvage our boat and fund the rest of our life.
The dream.
Our dream, right, that kind of thing. And money kept coming in. They got more than like $16,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
That's it. I'm putting one up.
Here's the thing. This is the interesting thing, is that they're getting money. People are supporting them. But on the other hand, people are very against them. People are saying this is a scam.
Yeah. Right? It's kind of scamish.
Do you think it's a scam?
I think it could be.
It could be a scam, I guess. I mean, they're just kids. Anyway, long story short, they finally hired a guy to get the boat out of there. He's only going to charge them $5,000, which leaves them a good chunk of change to go on and do whatever they're going to do. A doctor, a retired doctor, this Mark Renicki, who lives in St. Pete Beach, saw their story, loved their story, and said, you know what? I got this 36-foot sailboat that I used to take out all the time. Now it sits in my backyard because I'm too old to sail it. I'm going to sell it to him for how much?
$20.
$1. So wow. He sold them this 36-foot boat for $1.
Is he going to teach them how to use it?
He said no. He says, I'm too old. I'm too old to teach him. He says, I wish somebody would teach him because it's going to be important.
But yes.
They've done so well.
Yeah, right. Well, just
to say, I know how to sail.
Right.
So if anyone else wants to get so me out of the hell of my life today.
If they
would have
spent the rest of that $16,000.
If anybody wants to sell me a sailboat for $1 today,
Stephanie
I will be out of here.
Busted toe and her broken back.
I will be out of here in no time flat.
All right.
I think Deceptive Intruder needs a GoFundMe.
I think
I
could use a Deceptive Intruder show today.
Do you think it is a scam?
I mean,
it's not a scam if they're telling you what they're using it for.
Yeah.
Whether you should be giving it to them. I mean, it's kind of a handout.
What I saw is that the girl, Nikki, she set up a Facebook page, and immediately it got so much bad press.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, death threats, you know, I wish you would drown and stuff like that, that she canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
The dude, Tanner, says, look, I don't want a Facebook page. He says, the whole reason we did this is to be, you know, to get off the grid.
Right.
She wants the Facebook page to sort of be able to chronicle their adventures.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. But it's for them at their age, 26 and 24, to have staged this whole thing, kind of genius.
Yeah.
If you think about it,
you know. Well, if the boat is actually in the water, it's not staged. The boat is there. They've lost money.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. With the GoFundMe,
mm-hmm.
they got money plus.
Right, which the users would know about because the users, because you just said, right, to get the boat out of the water, and then you said they added and to fund the rest of our lives. That's not hiding anything. That's telling you right there that they're using the excess of that money
to live, it's not a scam.
And once it surpassed what they originally were asking for to salvage the boat and people kept on giving,
yeah.
That to me, people knew that was more than what they actually needed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about GoFundMe, but when you go to make a donation to GoFundMe, do you get to see what the current total is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then here's the thing. If you're going to donate money to a GoFundMe account and you know that they are only asking for $10,000 and you see that the total on there and you decide to give more money, well,
that's
there you
on
go.
You.
That's on you.
Exactly.
Right.
So no one's being duped.
No.
It's just a question of
people don't appreciate it because they see it as a handout.
Exactly.
The rest of us are working our butts off trying to survive, and they're getting handouts so they can go sail the Caribbean.
What would be What would be a legitimate reason for us to start a GoFundMe account?
The legitimate reason is so we could go sail the Caribbean.
Hannah's dreads?
No. those will happen on their own if we sail the Caribbean.
Ty needs a tour bus.
Right.
We should buy Stay Theater.
Yes.
Oh, is it for sale?
Yes, it is. It is. I would love to buy that building. But we would need some really big pockets.
You know who I think is going to be at the State Theater is Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Jim Brewer, Ty? He is going to be going. He got hired by Metallica for their next world tour, okay? They hired him to be sort of like to do a funny game show before they come on stage and do their concert.
Yeah.
He's going to go all around the world with them.
Nice.
Awesome.
I mean, he's a big fan.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard him impersonate the AC/DC?
Yeah.
It's quite good. But how cool is that? But I think he's going to be actually, I think it's the State Theater. I'll have to look during the break. Maybe I'll look over there in my papers. I know he's going to be here this weekend. I think it's the State.
That would be cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay, so where are we?
We have 2 minutes until we have to take our top of the hour break.
Top of the hour break. Man, I got all kinds of stuff here. This next story, it's really going to give you something to think about. It's something that I didn't think about until I read the article. And it's a little disturbing. It truly is a little disturbing. Yeah.
How so?
Well, I'll tell you after we take the break. I'm not going to do it now, Ty. We'll tell you what we have for our pre-show dinner. Sonny's Barbecue, everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We got some other stuff. I got a scary story. I got. We're going to talk about arming teachers.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
That's a scary
story. God knows you can't do a show anymore without talking about guns.
Right. Yep.
You just can't
everywhere.
Do it.
America.
Yeah. I have a little bit of sports, not a whole lot. What else? Hey. Zip lining.
Mm.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
Scary.
Think
but
about
cool.
it. Anna. Zip lining.
I'd do it.
Mm. There's your GoFundMe.
Right. Go fund this, baby. What else do we have? Avocados.
Avocados.
We're talking about avocados and Szechuan sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that. We got all kinds of. Do we have a stump the chump?
We do. But I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it.
Well, we
might.
Holy
moly.
All right. Can we do our break?
Yeah,
finally,
we can go ahead.
Yeah,
all right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. This is the end of our first hour. It's Friday, March 2nd. And I'd like to welcome my besties, my best buds, Paul and Jenny, to the Florida area. All right, everybody, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be back.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Thank you.